my alarm goes off about 10 past six this morning, normally six, but I was in for 7:45. And I like to get all my meetings early morning. My medical staff come in at 7. So if there's any issues, we can get out of the road. We have breakfast together. Sometimes I'll get into the gymnasium for half an hour. Not as much as I used to, but I try to get 2 days a week. And then any meetings are usually around about 8 o'clock. If anybody wants to come and see me at 8 o'clock.
Is that the players?
No. Okay. Anyone outside the players, because they knock on your door all the time. You know, once the training is finished, or just before training, one of them will knock on your door for some reason or another. But I enjoy that because it tells you that they trust me, they can confide in me with whatever problems they have. It doesn't matter to me. You know, it doesn't go anywhere, but, you know, you try to help if you can. Sometimes they just want an arm around their shoulder. Sometimes they're asking for something. They maybe want a day off.
Yeah.
I say, yeah, if you want a day off, take it.
Because this is the thing, and it does need to be said, and it needs to go on record, that, you know, I've met you on numerous occasions, and now we're sitting in, you're a charming man, but there's many people that see you scowling, fluffing, angry, shouting. I mean, when you see yourself on TV, do you think, who is that guy?
I know who he is, all right, because I'm well aware of this change in mood at the time. No change in mood, but it's nothing wrong with losing your temper, I must say that, because if it's for the right reasons, there's nothing wrong with it. It doesn't do it. And sometimes you're barely getting out of your system anyway. People who bottle up things, you wonder whether it's doing them any good. I think I tend to, and my normal pattern of management is to get out of my system. I tell players after the game, and that's it, finished.
Right. You know, so you're not going to sulk or
I am not. Next day, to me, is a new world.
How do you then deal with, say, in the changing room, another strong character? Do you see that as someone who is a birds of a feather or someone who's being disruptive?
Birds of a feather. I think all managers like to see themselves in the mirror. They like to see their players as them, you know? And I'm a wee bit like that. I like to see the characteristics I had as a player. I mean, I don't have any confrontations, really. There's not nowadays. But maybe when I was younger, I would have confrontations with players.
Was that as much because of the player or yourself?
I think that how I dealt with the thing, you know, that if a player answered me back and just head straight for him, that's the best. Hairdryer treatment comes in, we know we head straight towards the player. I don't allow players to beat me in an argument, you know. Nowadays it's different. I mean, I'm older and more experienced. The players are, because they know you're old and you're the time you've been at the club, they've great respect for me. We don't have any real issues, you know. I lose my temper still after games. Nobody says anything.
I've seen you angry. I've seen you very, very happy. But we never see you. We don't see you stressed. How do you manage that? How do you contain?